not Southern Cal. That would be awkward. Time now for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It is WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 right here on the Aaron Keck Show. That would be now. Presented, as always, by the PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative. They're the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more. And we are joined in the studio by Aaron A.J. Johnson and Dakota Moyer from WCHL and Chapelboro to help us out with Kids Q today. How are you?
I'm just disappointed I don't have like a little nickname, Aaron A.J. Johnson, and I'm just Dakota Moyer.
DM? Do you have a D20?
I know, because then there's like all these jokes about how you can slide into his DMs and just don't want to do that.
Oh God, I went full nerdy there and went straight to Dungeons and Dragons.
We don't want to do that.
You
to
went
the
straight
kid.
To social media. That's a whole other thing. All right, we'll have to come up with a nickname.
What
we
call
for
him?
You.
Dakota
the Dungeon Master.
Master Moyer.
I could see that. I was gonna go with something like Dakmo.
Dak, but that's the quarterback.
That's the quarterback.
That's Blake's quarterback. We can't confuse him like that by shouting out Dak across the newsroom.
Dakota the Dungeon Master Moyer and Aaron A.J. Johnson. Why is your nickname a longer name?
I don't know.
We gotta work on that. Are you ready for Kids Q?
Yes.
All right. Everyone get around the radio. Here is today's question. We got to have a March Madness-related question, but something fun. So without getting onto the court and talking about wins and losses, here is today's Kids Q question. If you ran your own college basketball team, what would be the mascot?
Oh, no.
So this is more so like if you were a university.
Pretty much.
If you could just choose a mascot.
Right. If this was September, we would ask it in terms of college
football. If you
ran
a professional basketball team with unpaid players, what would you make your mascot?
You went there, didn't you?
I did
go
there.
That's dark and fair all at the same time.
You go first, AJ, because I have one that I'm looking up.
Oh, God. I've always been a huge fan of cars, so I would probably say a Lugnut.
All right.
The Lugnuts.
Just like the Lansing baseball team.
Yes, Lansing Lugnuts.
Seriously,
the minor league baseball teams have some of the greatest team names ever. I mean, you've
Toledo
got...
Toledo Mudhens.
Yeah. Flying Squirrels.
Flying Squirrels,
in Richmond.
Yeah. I was in Lansing. I was growing up in Lansing, and the minor league baseball team came in the mid-90s, and there was this huge contest, like name-the-team contest, and Lugnuts got leaked as the winner the day before they were supposed to actually announce it. Someone had the bright idea of looking through the window of the gift shop that was
and seeing all
built.
The merch.
They saw all the merch. And was like, I think it's going to be Lugnuts. As it turns out, that was correct.
That was not
decoy merch.
That could have been the greatest troll of all time.
Just to have a whole
be like the whole the whole brand new gift shop filled with Lugnuts.
Hated Lugnuts. That team name. As soon as it was first announced, everyone was like, oh, Lugnuts, that's terrible. Within 2 months, everyone loved it because you've got the merch that was cool, the mascot was the big lug. Is the big lug.
The
song was Go Nuts, Lug Nuts. Like, there's so many different iterations of that mascot.
That's not the worst ever brand new mascot for a sports team.
No.
You know, because, I mean, we had the Bobcats.
That's true. Well, down in Macon, Georgia, their minor league baseball team was the Whoopi, the Macon Whoopi.
I did not know that.
True story.
And that is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah. So you're going with Lugnuts, Dakota. What you got?
So mine is actually a real mascot. Somewhere.
Okay.
So there's a university, community college in Arizona, Scottsdale Community College. Their mascot is the Fighting Artichokes.
Oh, nice.
And they have an actual logo and everything. So I would just take theirs.
I think a Fighting Artichoke would be kind of dangerous. Like, first of all, you've got a sentient artichoke that wants to fight you. Secondly, like those things have spikes.
Close second place.
You don't mess around
with
artichokes.
USC Santa Barbara, I believe it is,
banana slugs
from Pulp Fiction.
I was thinking about, that's right. Yeah. Travolta was wearing that shirt, right. So the banana slugs are good. I'm always partial to the horned frogs that's TCU, isn't it?
Yes.
Horned frogs, right.
Because there's also, I believe, a college with the mascot of the horned owls.
That's Temple.
No, Temple's
it?
Just no, the Temple's owls. The
just the owls. Owls. I believe, and I might be misquoting, but I believe there's also a college that's called the Horned Owls.
The Horned Owls.
So I want to see a football game between the Horned Owls and the Horned Frogs.
Awesome.
Just to see who his horn
I
is
think
bigger.
The artichokes would take them both out.
I prefer lethal lentils myself.
I think to your point, some of the minor league baseball teams out there have gotten really creative with their nicknames.
I know I'm a Minnesota Twins fan, and our brand new, I believe it's our Triple A team this year, is the Blue Wahoos down in, I believe, Alabama.
It's a long way for the Minnesota minor league franchise.
Yeah, it's weird. But anyway, I believe a Blue Wahoo is a fish.
Yes, that's true.
So they're the Blue Wahoos. We were the Rochester Red Wings up until a while ago. But yeah, so there's some really minor league baseball has some of the greatest mascots that you can really find on the like the ones we make up are not as funny as some of the actual mascots.
Actually,
that
come
are
to
in.
Think of it, like what would a weird fish mascot be? Like the puffer fish? Would that be a good one?
There's no. I haven't seen any university
leeches.
Or team with
it's not really a fish.
There probably is a team name. I haven't seen any team with a mascot of sharks.
Well, San Jose.
Yeah, it's sharks.
You're just not a hockey fan.
Yeah, I'm not a hockey fan.
Come on, sharks, dude. Where are you at? We're getting playoff season and everything. Grow
his
beard.
There was that one team in West Side Story.
The Whales.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was taking it back.
Nice. Well, there's the Hartford Whalers, which we don't talk about anymore.
There's no Dolphins either.
Yeah.
Miami.
No. Really?
I think he's just making this up now.
I don't think it's
now.
A football team.
Well, I mean, talent-wise, no, but
when you
they
sign,
exist.
When you sign Ryan Fitzpatrick, I think you forfeit your right to play
say
football.
His name correctly. It's Fitzmagic.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro at YouthWorks on Main. Use the hashtag KidsQ. AJ, Dungeon Master, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.